If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Now, I know I've told this story in a couple of other videos, but a person would have to stumble across those videos in order to hear it. And since I'm very adamant about the reality of purgatory, I thought I'd make a separate video specifically about this encounter so that more people will hear it and come to the realization that purgatory is real and that those people need our assistance. Years ago, I used to keep a list of every person that I had ever known who had died. The idea was to go down the list each day and pray a rosary for the next person on the list. I put a check by their name and kept track. I had a separate column for plenary indulgences. I did good for a while, but after a while, I fell out of practice and stopped doing it. After it had been several months since I had looked at the list, I decided to pick up the practice again, only this time I was going to purge the list of non-family members. One of the people on the list that would be removed was a girl that I went to high school with named Sarah. She was very pretty, she was in the popular crowd, and she came from a wealthy family. From the outside looking in, she had everything. After we graduated, she went to college and got into a prestigious sorority. The summer after our freshman year of college, she committed suicide. Her parents were getting divorced, and her boyfriend broke up with her. She went to her father's house and grabbed a shotgun, went back to the family house, and shot herself in the sauna. The night before I was going to purge the list, I had a dream. Sarah was driving me home. It was dark and stormy out. We were talking and laughing about, I don't know. Eventually, we came to my house and she pulled over to let me out. As I was getting out of the car, she said something to the effect of, "Wait, it's my turn. I've been waiting a long time for this and it's my turn. Don't purge the list until I've had my turn." Now, I had no idea what person was next on the list, whether it be for a rosary or a plenary indulgence. I woke up, looked at the list, and sure enough, Sarah was next on the list for both a rosary and a plenary indulgence, and had been for several months. Now, her and I weren't friends in high school, but we were acquaintances. I just put her on the list because I was putting everyone I'd ever known who had died on the list. I got a little overzealous. It got a little out of hand, and that's why I was going to purge the list. She was not Catholic, she was Anglican, and she was cremated, yet I was given confirmation that she was or still is in purgatory. I did pray the rosary and earn the indulgence for her, but you have to be free from all attachment to sin and well, but this means she was saved. Sometimes non-Catholics get saved. People who do horrible things like suicide get saved. People who just don't quite fit the mold get saved. So don't judge. Pray for the people you know who have died, no matter what they were in this life, and say a prayer for Sarah. Have you had an encounter with a soul in purgatory? If so, send me an email. My email address is in the description, and perhaps I'll make another video giving your story. Until my next video, God bless.